Support for KJZZ's coverage of tribal resources comes from Katina Foundation, dedicated to restoring human and ecological systems. Quito Baquito Springs is a natural water source near the U.S.-Mexico border in Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. It's a sacred site and historic homestead to a southern Arizona tribe, and it's now housing some of the state's most endangered species. But the site is now in peril, and from the Fronteras desk in Tucson, KJZZ's Elisa Resnick reports on a new effort to save it.
Nestled in a thicket of mesquite and cottonwood trees, Quito Baquito is a cherished exception in a stretch of Sonoran Desert that's infamously dry. The spring has been flowing here for more than 10,000 years. The human-made pond it drains into is about half the size of a football field. It's been here since at least the 1800s. But now, its clay lining is failing. Water is slowly seeping out. Danny Martin is with the National Park Service.
Our intent here is to try and preserve this little oasis ecosystem for as long as we can.
Making sure water stays here is vital. This pond is home to the Sonoita mud turtle and the Quito Baquito pupfish, two desert creatures who live on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. Their only U.S. habitat is here. Martin says relining the pond is their best chance of long-term survival. But they have to drain the water first to do it. More than two dozen people from government agencies and the Thahana Otham Nation are here today to get the turtles and pupfish out of the water. Volunteers are dragging a giant weighted fishing net through the pond called a seine.
Take your time. There's no rush. Here, let's... Here. You drop that. Pick this up here. Pick the seine up. Walk toward her.
This is a big operation for two tiny animals. Pupfish grow roughly 2 inches long. Mud turtles, about the size of your palm. The workers are using the seine to scoop them up from the sediment at the bottom of the murky water. Only about 150 turtles are left here. Martin and his team are trying to get all of them out safely.
I did not find one.
No, got one.
It's a little male.
Small refuge pools built on site house the turtles and fish temporarily. A pump sucks water out of the pond and empties it into a natural wash. Martin says the old clay lining will be replaced with a thick plastic one. Oregon Pipe managers hope will last longer. It's a race to save the site from the effects of climate change.
We're getting hotter temperatures and more severe and more frequent droughts.
They're also making other adjustments, like deepening the pond to reduce evaporation and keeping the refuge pool so the turtles and pupfish have more space. The area has already gone through big changes. Around this time in 2020, construction workers were building the Trump administration's 30-foot steel bollard border wall in Oregon Pipe. Today, the finished wall and the gleam of stadium lights installed with it are visible from the pond.
And we used to have a lot of birds over here, and you don't see that much anymore.
That's Eleanor Ortega. She's Yachiratam. Her family lived at Quito Baquito before it became part of Oregon Pipe in the 1950s.
The bigger wildlife that got stuck on the other side of the wall, where are they getting their water now? Because this was their watering hole. So that wall did a lot of damage.
Ortega came here with her grandpa as a kid. As an adult, she's watched turtles pop out from the water's surface at the sound of traditional Otham singing during ceremonies. She came here today to see the new project. She's not sure what to make of it.
This is going to be the last time I'm going to see it like this. The next time I see it, it's going to be different. They say it's going to be a good thing. I hope it is.
Still, Ortega says she's trying to trust the work. All told, the new lining project will cost almost $500,000. Ortega's cousin, Lorraine Marquez Eiler, helped raise about $100,000 of it. Eiler is a Hyachet Otam elder and a historian. At 86, she says she's seen a lot of different changes here. Some good, others not so much.
I'm here. Here I am. I don't represent the tribe. I don't represent anybody except myself, my family, my descendants, and the area that we used to live in.
She wants to make sure people like her are also part of the site's future. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.